Hello and welcome everybody to Flicker Effect and our spoiler-filled review of Jordan Peele's Nope. I'm David Lott. Joining me as always is Bobby Jackson. How's it going, Bobby?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. And Michelle Hillard is also here.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Yeah, we are going to be talking about Nope, finally. unfortunately, Yasha couldn't make it, but the three of us are here to dig into it deep. So I'll give that warning again. We are going to be talking about spoilers for the film in our review. So this is really geared for anyone watching that has seen the movie before. If you haven't seen it, maybe you want to go check it out first and then come back and watch this review. With that, anybody got anything before we start? Dig into it? Just want to jump right in? Anybody want to start? Should I use the bowl to decide who goes first?
I don't have anything specific to start off with. So, I mean, I'm open. Whatever. Go with it.
Go with it. Let's do this. Go with it. All right.
Let's make it a party.
Then you know what? I'm going to ask Bobby. Bobby? you were at Comic-Con all weekend, but you finally, I think you saw it like right after Comic-Con weekend, Monday night. What did you think of Nope?
I'm so hesitant to talk.
you don't have to go first if you don't want to.
No, it literally has nothing to do with I'm breaking up, and I can tell. That it's not great, so it's like making me not want to talk much because I know it's not going to get across well. What did I think of Nope? So I like Nope. I liked it quite a bit. It's not without some problems in my estimation, from what I felt of what I saw. But I think what helped me with this movie was just a lot of the iconography that was going on in the film. I had a chance to see it in IMAX, even though I didn't necessarily think that was the way I was going to see it. I usually see everything when I go to AMC. I will watch it typically in the Dolby. And in this case, the Dolby times didn't match up to when I could go, and the only one was available was the IMAX. I'm actually really glad that happened in a lucky accident, because it wasn't until after the film that I found out that Jordan Peele had done the movie using IMAX cameras. Mm-hmm. So, you can really tell, because the vistas and the landscapes and the sky and everything that was shot in certain ways, it really filled up that IMAX screen. And it was just, from a visual standpoint, a really well shot, well staged movie in terms of just the technical aspects. Story wise, I thought it was really clever in terms of what we got as far as that reveal that, you know, this wasn't this spaceship UFO that they were trying to find. It was actually a creature. And so I really liked that aspect of it. And I like the dynamic between Kiki Palmer and Daniel Kaluuya. Some of the things that I guess maybe once you guys get a chance to give your opinions on, that I'll get into a little bit more, was that I thought it was a little bit long for this story that they were telling. It could have been a little bit shorter. But there's another way that I thought that if it was this length, it could have been maybe told in a slightly different way that would have kind of worked out a little bit better for me. But overall, I really did enjoy the sense of tension that was built in the movie, the third act, in terms of when everything comes to a head, when they really start to go after this alien creature and kind of take their destiny in their own hands. And it just makes me more curious and appreciative of what Jordan Peele does as a director and the stories he comes up with, and look forward to the next story within this realm of almost Twilight Zone-y type of things that he comes up with, because that is one of my favorite type of stories to tell, or like those Twilight Zone stories.
All right. Very so cool. You liked it. Sounds like, for the most part.
Yeah.
Michelle, What did you think of Nope?
What did I think of Nope? actually, I think I share a lot of Bobby's sentiments. I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, and I say that, and at first it was kind of like, I liked it. Did I? Yes, I did like this film. It was very...
I will say you seemed unsure when we walked out of the theater.
Right. Well, because I think there's, you know, and I think I remember saying, I said one of the reasons why I feel like I might not have liked it is there was times I felt like it could have pushed an envelope or two more in certain aspects of the story. But overall, no, I'm very happy with it. And honestly, like, I'm with Bobby. Like, we saw it in Dolby, David and I. But, like, the opening shot of the square opening onto the scene, you know, at first, the movie's starting, so you don't really know what that is. You're like, oh, I guess it's just a creative way to start the shot. And then, you know, as the movie goes on, you're like, oh, that's what it is. Okay, that's the animal, the creature was looking down. Anyways. It was really, once you're able to add up 1 + 1, you're like, okay, that was really, really cool. That makes a lot more sense now. Cool. No, I think, like what you're saying, Bobby, like, I think visually it's really beautiful, and it really shows the expanse of, it's almost like it was this, like, Western alien film. It really kind of gives that feel to it. But I really enjoyed it, and I think... You know, after seeing Jordan Peele's Us, I felt like he kind of took a step back in his storytelling. But this was moving back. This is him moving back, I think, in the right direction for me in his storytelling. I think the actors did a great job. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Kiki Palmer and Daniel Kaluuya acting off each other was really good. The scene in the barn where Daniel Kaluuya goes out there because... You know, something, the lights turned on, he goes out there. I was watching it and I was thinking, nope, no. I had the same reaction he did. I was like, nope, I'm out, I'm good, thank you, bye bye. I think I actually said nope. I was like, nope. So obviously the movie moved me emotionally. Like, it stirred me into thinking, yeah, stuff is going down here. Like, it's getting crazy. I like the juxtaposition of the storyline with the Gordy show, and I think, you know, there's moments you're watching that scene kind of play out in different aspects of it in a way, and you're watching that scene play out, and you're kind of trying to figure out how, as a whole, it's working together, and then when you realize it's basically, you can look at it a couple of different ways. I think you can analyze it from humans probably shouldn't be trying to control animals aspect. Right. And, you know, they are creatures and you're never going to be able to control something that's wild. And you can look at it from the aspect of, you know, the character that Steven Yeun plays as a child and then as an adult, you know, him realizing it, and he doesn't realize it, it's too late, but it's him still trying to control a situation and him still trying to figure out how he can control a creature and an animal. And, you know, obviously it backfires fantastically on him. I'm really pleased with it. And it's funny you said that at first you think it was a little long. For me, like, the movie ended and I actually kind of was like, oh, wow, that was kind of short. That was kind of fast. And then David told me the runtime. I was like, oh, that felt short to me. Like,
that's usually a good sign.
For me, that's short. Right. Yeah, that's a good sign for me, sure. Is when I feel like that went by really fast. And to me, it did. I felt like, wow, that story really wrapped up pretty quick. So that's a good sign. No, I'm very pleasantly surprised by this this alien animal invasion film. I think you did a good job. Good job, Jordan Peele.
You are a fan. I guess that leaves me. Get Out. I loved. I think we all basically loved Get Out. Yeah. Us, I felt like I was kind of in a minority, at least, like, you look at like the critics rating for Us on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's like in the 90-something% range, I think. It's way up there. Excuse me. But yeah, I don't know. I was not I was not thrilled with Us. I've been meaning to watch like Us from beginning to end, like a second time. Mm. Honestly, I've only ever seen it the one time. I haven't really been drawn to go and rewatch it because I didn't really love it. And it bummed me out considering I thought Get Out was so good. And I mean, Jordan Peele seems like such a talented director. And I'm like, man, I really want the second film to be great too. And it wasn't for me. And so then Nope comes around, and seeing trailers for Nope, I've had pretty high expectations. I thought it looked really good. Actually, I went out of my way to never watch the more recent trailer, which I never did see before this movie. I actually meant to watch it after I saw it before we did this review, and I actually forgot to. I meant to do that. No, I remember it played like two or three times in front of movies that we have seen, I think twice. And the first time, like, I just closed my eyes and kind of just really didn't pay attention to the dialogue because I just didn't want to watch it. The second time, more recently, I think that was like, okay, I'll get up and use the bathroom again before the movie. And I just left because I didn't want to see the newer trailer. I don't know why in this case. I just didn't, you know. So I really liked Nope. I'm very pleasantly surprised. Not pleasantly surprised by it, but very, very happy with it. I think going into it, like, I had high expectations. And then, like, just before we finally got to see it, I was starting to get worried because I was seeing kind of mixed reaction. And it started to make me think, oh, man, is this going to be another Us? Where there's a lot of people that love Us, and then there's some of us that are like, eh, it's really not that great. And I was like, oh, man, is this going to be just like that? And I'm going to fall into the camp of, oh, man, maybe this, unfortunately, he was just like a one-time, he had to dream of making Get Out and it was great, and maybe he just doesn't have it for another movie. But no, I really enjoyed Nope. Part of me wonders if some of the people who don't like it, is it just really an expectation situation with how it plays out with the aliens or not? I don't know. Like I said, I didn't see the most recent trailer. I don't know what that reveals compared to like the first one. Bobby, it sounded like you were gonna say something.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time, or a lot of the ones that I read, it seems like the issue was that they didn't feel like the ending, that he stuck the landing on the ending. They maybe just didn't have the way that it played out towards that end. I guess that for them, it just felt maybe disconnected from the first two acts. But
that's funny.
That trailer, that second trailer.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michelle. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, it's funny that that's what some people bump on, when I was going to say, like, actually, I think the ending is actually really quite good, especially, you know, once it's kind of basically the last, like, what, 10 minutes is kind of the Keke Palmer show, and she's just owning it. And it just plays out really, really, really good with her. And she does such a really great job with it. I actually really love the ending. Sorry.
Well, I think there's two ways that could have played out, really. The way that we got it, or the other way, which may have been able to make other people happy that weren't, is that you get the reveal that this is not a ship and it's an actual creature towards the end of the movie. Because you get that reveal, you know, somewhere between the second and third act. And so you still have that time to try and go, where do we go from here now that we know that this is the thing, this is the quote unquote twist. So now that we know that, how do you bring this in to a satisfying level? And maybe for people that didn't happen, so maybe if that reveal happens really late towards the very end of the movie, then it's maybe more of and they're surprised and they're like, you know, caught more off guard by the whole thing, as opposed to feeling like it didn't elevate from learning that it was this creature. It just sort of maybe stayed flat or went dipped in terms of how it ends based on already knowing that. That was the ah moment, and maybe they're expecting an even higher moment than that. Yeah. And it's not what happens necessarily. So, and this is all conjecture on my part. I actually don't know that that's what people were thinking or why that would have worked out that way. But that second trailer really reveals what the story is that they see this. Well, it doesn't give away the fact that it's a creature. They just see, they show more that this is this alien ship in the air, and that they want to capitalize off of it and try and get a picture of it and try to make something for themselves based off of it. And that really is what the second trailer shows. So it goes a little bit more into revealing what the ship sort of looks like a little bit, and then them trying to explain how this would be something that they could take a picture of and make money off of, kind of thing. So that's,
I mean, based on that description, I'm glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
I liked that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people said that they wish they hadn't have saw that it maybe gave too much away. But in a realistic way, it does, but it doesn't, because you still don't know that that's not. Because most people suspected it was an alien thing. But to the degree, they didn't obviously give that away in the trailer.
Right.
But the knowing that they are trying to capture photo of it, I think that would have been the part that I mostly would have liked not to know going into it. I would have liked to seen that play out in the movie itself, as opposed to knowing that element in the trailer. But
yeah, because that really, I get why
they would have had to do it.
It's really revealing, like basically the third act.
Yeah,
like without showing obviously all of it, but because it's not till fairly late in the film that finally the cinematographer shows up on the scene and okay, we're gonna come up with this plan. And yeah, and I you know, like you said, it was just conjecture that, you know, that's how people feel about it. But I, you know, what you're saying makes sense. I could definitely see that that's the issue maybe a lot of people have. And like, I guess it bums me out that, you know, when you have a movie that's marketed in a way, like there's a lot of mystery here, like, oh, I'm going into a movie and like, what is this, like what are these aliens, like it's too bad that, and we're all guilty of this, that, you know, your expectations take you down a road of like, oh man, is there going to be this big crazy reveal? Like, what's the big mystery? And like you said, since the movie kind of reveals it fairly early, it doesn't take away that it was just really solid storytelling. Like that third act of them like getting together, okay, we got a plan, and how are we going to do this? And they reveal some of their plan to you as they're figuring it out, but you still kind of don't know other details. And you get this other guy that shows up on the scene, the photographer. And I mean, the whole thing.
TMZ guy.
Yeah, the TMZ guy. Motorcyclist guy.
That was so good.
I think I just really enjoyed the movie because it wasn't, sure, I love movies that are have these big crazy mysteries, sure, but I mean, in the end, it was just entertaining. All of the chemistry between all of the actors are great. The guy that from Fry's, you know, and his dynamic with them, and I thought that was great. And I just thought it was a solid, good movie. I would totally watch this again and again.
I enjoyed it. I think Jordan does a really good job, because when the movie starts, he kind of comes out the gate right at you with like this really disturbing scene. And you're like,
yeah, it's pretty disturbing.
What's happening? What is going, like, it really kind of throws you off pretty quick, which is a really smart move, because you're just kind of going, holy, what did I just watch? And then it, you know, gets into the main story. And even then that next scene, you know, there's metal objects falling from the sky, and you're like, what the hell is happening? Like, and he really does a good job of keeping you going, what the WTF is happening here, for that first act.
Right.
And then the second act is just pure like, oh no, thank you. There's a lot of no thank you happening here now. And then the third act is like, okay, guys, let's do this. You can get it. Like, you're rooting for them. Like, he really, I think, unfolded this story very, very well. It was extremely well executed, in my opinion.
But it's just, like you said, Michelle, when that opening part happens with Gordy, you're just left wondering what's going on. Yeah. But since Monday, of me seeing this movie, I've thought about it every day, this movie in total. And it seems to grow on me the more I think about it, even though I already liked it coming out of the theater. And with some of the things that strike me very hard is, one, that Gordy scene, but two, when we revisit it and see it from beginning to that conclusion, mm-hmm. it's just so eerie. And in the way it's captured, that there's this blank studio audience, but the laugh track is there, and to see what that chimpanzee or monkey does, and how it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And I just recently read something, maybe yesterday, that Jordan Peele said that I didn't read the whole article. I just sort of skimmed a little bit of it, but he mentioned that he had maybe about 4 or 5 years ago had awoken from a terrifying nightmare, and it involved a monkey killing people. And so that obviously had something to do with him incorporating that in this movie, but it's just the way it's shot and the way it looks. And then that moment when Jupe is in under the tablecloth and Gordy sees him, and then you're just like, ooh, you know, what's gonna happen here? And it's so intense. And then as he comes closer and wants to do the exploding kind of fist bump, and then gets shot, it's just all done so well and shot so well. And it's just that scene sticks with me. And then the scene where the people get sucked up into the creature.
Yeah.
And at first, you don't know what's really quite going on there. And then you see as they keep going through the like tube of it and what's happening there. And that's utterly nightmare fuel. It's just like terrifying. And then, like you said, Michelle, the screams. And then you're just like, oh, God, what a way to go. Like, that's awful. And then it's just like the way that they continue to do certain things in the movie just to keep building that tension, and some of the way it just looks on screen is just incredible. But even just the design, I think is I give him kudos just for making something that looks different than other things that's out there.
Right.
Cause normally when we're talking aliens, we're getting humanoid type things or some type of, creature kind of thing. But this just doesn't look like that. And especially towards the end when it starts to sort of billow and look more blimpish or whatever. I don't even know. Like sheets almost. It almost looks like some silk sheets or
it's
something.
Like sails the way it's unfurling. Moving.
Yes, yes, sails. Yes, that's an even better description. And so it's like just it's the way to design that and think of that as a thing. I don't even know how you do that. But yeah, it's just kind of cool that he did.
It really, the movie, there's so many scenes that just seem dreamlike, like the nightmare with Gordy and then them going through basically, I guess, the throat towards the through the creature, and they're just like suffocating, getting squished, and then eventually I guess just mauled, and that's just nightmare fuel. And and then to see the creature totally just open up and unfurl, and I guess kind of more or less reveal its real appearance, it's true, like this is what I actually look like, and the sails are out. There's
it's creepy.
There's a beauty to how it looks. It's a scary beauty. It's very, I could imagine, there's a huge part of it. It's like, oh, if something like that happened, I'd just be running in the other direction. There's another part of me, I'd be watching it going, I'm petrified, but it's beautiful to behold, but I am absolutely petrified. And that's just what it looks like the whole time. It's towards the end. But it's like the more I think about this film, like you're saying, like every day there was something that would pop into my head, like, oh yeah, that scene was disturbing. Or, oh yeah, that just played out really well. Or it's Jordan, like I said, like I think Us has issues. I think it's the third act in Us for me that I have my issues with. Otherwise, I think up until the third act, I think Us is actually quite good. And so this, from beginning to end, just as how solid as it is, it makes me feel like, oh, okay, everything's good again. We're good. Like, life is good. But there were times in the movie, especially at the end, like, I felt that maybe they could have pushed the envelope a smidge more with some of the Gordy stuff. And then there's times I feel like they could have pushed a little more with the violence of the alien craft. I feel like it could have done more to really shake them up. I mean, I will say that, you know, it basically throwing up on the house is, it would disturb me. I would be disturbed. I would have issues with that. But it's like, I almost wish it could have done a couple more things to really, like, in their face of, like, I'm in charge here. This is my territory. I'm taking, and I think that could have been cool if maybe just a few more, like, really pushy things from the creature could have happened. But overall, still very happy with it.
Yeah, I could see that, but I think the amount for me was good. I mean, sure. It's a good movie. Would I have enjoyed 15 more minutes of this movie? I think so. But at the same time, I think I fear it could have gone down the road to being a little too long for me. And if anything, it sounds like it was already a little too long for you, right, Bobby? That's what you were saying?
Yeah. I don't know what parts of it were particularly long feeling to me, but I definitely remember feeling at some point like it felt a little stretched out. And it kind of brings me to where I thought the movie would have worked better. In terms of what we got, I definitely enjoyed, and like I said, if it was maybe a shorter length, I would have enjoyed it even more. But if it was the length that we had, I almost feel like what would have worked better for me would have been to tie in a little bit more closely all these different stories in a way that it was more of an ensemble piece rather than mostly about Daniel and Kiki's characters. So like, for instance, if we get that Gordy thing in the beginning and then we see a little bit more of Jupe arriving in town and see a little bit more of his family life, I would have cared a little bit more when he got killed. I really didn't. It didn't affect me in any sort of way when he died. Just like, oh, you kind of got what it was left purposefully mysterious about his whole thing. But I think like I would have cared and it would have had more impact if I saw a little bit more of his story. And then same with a way to sort of tie all these people together into this one moment in time. So you get some of his story, Jupe's story. You get some of Kiki and Daniel Kaluuya's story. Of them kind of coming back after their father's death of this what mysterious circumstances. And then even seeing a little bit more, just a little bit more of the cinematographer's story and his life or whatever. And then a little bit more, even I would have liked to have seen just a little bit more of the daily life and pressure of being a TMZ photographer. And he has to go out and get this picture and see his story just a little bit. And maybe would have affected my scene of him die in that kind of aspect as well. Just all these sort of four stories kind of converging into this thing. That seems like it would have been a better use of the length of time that we got. But if it was just about, since it's just about mostly the two of them and the other characters are more side stories, that's why I feel like it would have been better for me if it was condensed a little bit into a shorter movie.
I can see where, maybe having just a short blip of a scene of the TMZ reporter basically being told to go out on this assignment or something. Because I felt like it was just super random. Like, it was like, what is this random dude on a motorcycle suddenly? It's like, and I know we need the motorcycle to propel the story forward. This is the whole plan. Right. But I will say, it did feel kind of like, well, that was super random that is occurring.
Like, it's random, but it also it provides some type of wrench to throw into the situation. It does. So that it's not just, hey, everything is working out perfect, or here's our plans. It's all great.
Like, right. There's the monkey wrench right there, which in the end helped them. But yeah, it was kind of the monkey wrench. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, the cinematographer, it's weird because you only see him you get just a hair of him at the beginning of the film when they're on the set of that movie. And so it's just funny to me that that's what stood out for them to go telephone a guy for. Like, I don't know. It was just interesting.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just because, like, he just seemed so random in a way. Like, he didn't have much of an impact at the beginning of the film to make you think that they would contact him. And then they're just like, oh, we're just going to contact this guy. I was like, oh, okay. But at the same time, like, that's very nitpicky-ish. Like, overall, like, I think it flowed pretty well overall.
Did they contact him the second time when they brought him out to the ranch?
No, he reached out.
No, he reached out because he saw.
I can remember. That's right. I knew he had saw or at least heard in the background the story about the news story about people going missing. Yeah, I just couldn't remember.
And then they said the town, and he was like, oh, "Yeah, wait, that's interesting."
Yeah. And so when you talk about the TMZ photographer and him throwing a wrench into things, I can't help but think in my mind how much that would have worked if, again, if we knew he was going out on that assignment and you get that tension building of the cut between him riding into town and then them trying to set this plan up.
When is he going to approach this madness?
Yeah, you know there's foreboding going there because you know he's approaching the situation that he doesn't know what he's getting himself into. But I'm not trying to remake the movie. I like the movie we got. It's just that the length of time, I think, could have been used and divvied up between some of these other characters a little bit more. But that's not what they were going for. They really wanted it to center on the two of them. And I get that as well.
It's like the movie you're describing, I can easily picture what you're getting at. And I see why you like the idea of digging into the other characters a little more. It makes sense. It's almost like two different movies, and I'd probably have been happy with either. I mean, as I'm saying that as someone who liked the runtime just the way it was. Like, I did not find it to be too long at all. If anything, like I think, Michelle, you said, like, I was kind of like, oh, wow, it's already over.
Yeah.
So the runtime worked, but I can see your film, too. I'll call it your version of Nope. it sounds like that would work, but I don't know. I guess I also kind of like the mystery of like, oh wait, who's this dude on the motorcycle suddenly showing up? Mm-hmm. Like without like leading up to knowing he's coming. And as one example, it worked for me, but
yeah, I think it's as a whole though. I think just the focus on the brother sister characters, I think, is really where it's at, and I think they convey such a good job of, you know, the older brother and the younger sister. Like, they both know how to push each other's buttons. They both know each other's personality. Like, she knows. She's like, oh, he's going to go out and do this. He's going to go do it because he has to be the good guy. He has to be the hero. Like, she's like, she knows he's going to go do something. And the same with him. Like, he's like, she ain't going to clean up after herself. She ain't going to make dinner. She ain't going to do chores on the farm. I know I'm going to be doing it. Like, he knows. He knows she's not going to do it. Like, they have... It's that brother-sister relationship of knowing a person so intimately and just being like, I know she's not going to go do that. Please, don't, you know. But then also having a good brother-sister relationship where they can joke with each other or even just be, like, excited, you know, and, like, they get excited, they start slapping hands. I'm like, yeah, that's what you know, it's like an inside thing with the sibling. You're like, yep, we know each other, and when we get excited, this is what we do. We pump each other up. And it was just good to watch that, and I think they just conveyed it really well.
Yeah,
it was done really well.
I'd say the only actual, maybe this is a nitpick. I will go ahead and put this in the category of nitpick because it didn't bother me per se, but it definitely something that I sort of side shook my head to when it happened in the theater is when Daniel Kaluuya's character OJ, when he talks about how. You shouldn't look the creature in the eye, and he realizes that it's a creature. It was like, what exactly made him realize that the thing was alive and not a ship, per se? Based on what they show us, I couldn't really gather how he was able to deduce that, other than when they flash back in the movie to the guy on the set having the mirror and it's seeing the horse sees its own image and then gets a little wild. I still couldn't quite make that jump there where he figures that means that thing is alive and not just a ship. Maybe you can explain it to me if you guys kind of know where that comes from.
I mean, I guess I look at it like he was kind of collecting all sorts of different aspects of the way it was acting and just was kind of coming to that conclusion. I mean, we, excuse me, but the first, I think, evidence of that was, you know, they're all staring at the cloud and basically there was the time-lapse footage of all the clouds moving, but that one cloud is not moving. And then they're all talking, the three of them, like basically staring out of this cloud. And I think it was in that scene when he makes some comment about, I don't know, somebody says something about it being a ship. And I don't know if he says, or is it a ship? Or he says something along those lines. That was like the first kind of evidence of he seems to be doubting that this is just a straight up like alien ship, even though it looks like a flying saucer. And I mean, right. After that, I guess the feeling I got was, it wasn't just this one moment of, let me remember back to the moment with the horse on set. That kind of added to, he already seemed to kind of have a feeling like this doesn't seem to be like what we're all quickly jumping to. Oh, it's an alien ship. Like there's something else going on here. And the overall way it was behaving, I think led him down the road of, is this almost like an animal? Like, and he thought he'd give that a shot. Like, don't look at it. That's kind of how I read it. If I'm making sense.
Yeah. I think it's just, you know, in his life, his dealing in animal husbandry with the horses and their constant behaviors, like he learned all these, you know, signs or these kind of these moments or this kind of energy, and he can recognize it. And if any animal was doing certain territorial things, he'd be like, that's a territorial act. Like, once you understand what an animal does, most creatures are all fairly similar, you know, executed in a different way, but it's still the same kind of buildup. And I think he's slowly catching it with his own horses, and he's reflecting back to his own childhood and knew his dad's like, oh, you know, so-and-so's being territorial, and he's out there kicking up dust and making noise. And, you know, the alien creature starts, like, kind of coming around, but then it's, like, letting you hear people inside of it scream. Like, just so you know, I got people in here screaming. Like, I own this. It just was displaying little things. And, yeah, like, the cloud just not moving. I think it was just kind of like that's really interesting, and that's really bizarre that it would stand its ground so firmly. Like, yeah. And so I think it's just him kind of picking up all these little tiny cues, and then just it all kind of is like, something's familiar about this behavior. Oh my god, it's like the horses, like, you know.
But then I think the movie doesn't Jordan Peele doesn't feel like he's definitely doesn't seem like the kind of director. He's like, oh, I'm gonna just spell it out for you word for word, right. Like, right. What's going on here. And you know, he probably could have done like all these little flashbacks of him going, oh, wait, this, and oh, wait, that, and oh, wait, this. And he's just doesn't seem like that kind of filmmaker. But,
yeah. But then, yeah, like Angel even says, he's like, oh, well, now they don't even call them UFOs anymore. They call them UFAs.
Or UAPs.
Or UAPs. Yeah. And then they're like, what does that even stand for? And now you realize you're like, oh, unidentified animal something.
I forget.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, oh.
I didn't think it was animal, was it? But, you know, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Right. Is what it's not literally technically, stands for. Yeah, that's it. So it's not even technically like a thing. It's like, it could be anything. Not just an item. Physical.
Right.
Not man-made, but a physically made thing. It could be anything. Could be just matter. Could be.
Right.
Anyways. Yeah. So,
anything else, guys, about Nope?
I recommend people see Nope, and I recommend they see it in the theater because of the beautiful cinematography.
I mean, hey, let's all be real. Am I going to go get a chance to see it again in the theaters? Probably not. But I would love to see it in IMAX. I mean, yeah, even watching it in Dolby Cinema, you know, I could still tell there was a lot of shots, and I'm like, oh, the IMAX cameras just look so good, even when I'm not watching it on the IMAX screen. Yeah. I'm like, these shots, even it just like was like a sprinkler head when he's going into the barn to check out why the lights are on. And it's just like a close up, nice wide shot of the sprinkler head in the foreground. I'm like, I just, even something as simple as that, it just looks so good.
I would definitely say if you haven't seen this movie and you watch the spoiler review for some reason and still plan on going to go see it, I would urge you to watch it in IMAX. It just looks fantastic in the IMAX screen.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, with that, we're going to wrap things up. Get out of here. As always, we'd love to hear back from you guys. What do you think of Nope? If you have any questions or comments, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can leave those down below. Or if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can email us at feedback@flickereffect.com with your questions and comments. The audio version of the show is available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or basically anywhere you listen to podcasts. So just look for us. And yeah, we are on YouTube. Make sure to like and subscribe. Hit that bell icon to be notified whenever we post any videos or maybe even go live again in the future. We are also on Instagram and Twitter at @flickr_effect, by the way. With that, I'm David Lott.
I'm Bobby Jackson.
And I'm Michelle Hillard.
Thanks for listening and watching.